We've got with us right now Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He will be on the call with Brad Nessler tomorrow night when the Browns take on the Bills. Mike, we'll cut right to it. I know your time is tight, but one of the things as you're studying these teams that's jumped out to you, and I want to hear more about this, is the defenses of both these clubs.
Yeah, you put the tape on, especially last week, and you watch Buffalo. And remember, their coordinator's Mike Pettin. Mike Pettin comes from the Rex Ryan School. He was with them first in Baltimore, then with the Jets. So when you're talking about an AFC North type of team, I think that's what Buffalo's modeled after. And we were just talking to Joe Thomas, and I made that comment to him. He started laughing. He said, Mike, it's exactly it. I've seen Mike Pettin's blitz package since I was a rookie. And they're a big, stout front. They come after you on third down. It's very similar to playing any of those teams. As a matter of fact, it's just like an AFC North team, whether it's Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, whatever. It's that kind of front. It's that kind of blitz package. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring, hard-hitting game. Somebody's going to either make a play or a mistake in the fourth quarter, and I'm dying for a good game because we're 0-3 on Thursday night.
And I think you will get a good game here. And I know you were here in the offseason during training camp checking out this Browns team. At that point, the notion that Brian Hoyer would be leading this team and now 2-0 as the quarterback of the Browns wasn't on anybody's radar. How impressed have you been with what Brian Hoyer has done? And do you think he has either earned the right or should be the starter for the rest of the season?
Well, he's done two things from what I can see on tape. Number one is he processes information very quickly. In other words, he makes decisions quickly. And number two, he's got a more compact delivery. And when you look at the two guys that are here with him in Whedon and Campbell, they're both taller, lankier guys with longer deliveries. That's just part of their body types. So I think it helps an offensive line, and I think what really has helped, and again, because you have to give Brandon Whedon some credit, I think Schwartz played better the last couple of weeks. You get Josh Gordon back from suspension. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And people don't – nationally, I don't think people understand how much talent Cleveland has in the pass game. You know, you talk about Cameron, the tight end. You know, that's a big deal. You talk about Gordon coming back, Benjamin. I have always loved Devon Best because he wins quickly. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to Hoyer about him. I'm like, do you trust this guy? He's like, absolutely. You know, and that's the kind of guy like a Welker or an Amendola you need when blitz is coming. So I think there's more talent in the wide receiver tight end core than people nationally have a clue about.
When you've been in production meetings all day with several Browns players, head coach Rob Jedzinski, you had Brian Hoyer in there for a long time.
Yeah.
What's your biggest takeaway of him, and how sustainable do you think it is, what we've seen over these last 2 weeks?
I think it's pretty cool. And the first question I asked him was, and I played for Bill Belichick. So the first question I said is, you know, spending the time you spent there with Belichick and Brady, what was the takeaway for you? And he went on and talked about how Belichick and how prepared he is from a situational awareness perspective. Then he went into Brady from a work ethic perspective and what it takes to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So I think what you have there is a grinder. And I don't think any of us can sit here. 2 weeks ago, the whole city of Cleveland was in panic mode, and now you're all going to the Super Bowl, you know? So
believe me.
I'm not sure what the program is, but I think
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a moderate. And when things were bad a couple weeks ago and you made the trade, I was kind of like, let's just see how this thing plays out. I think long term it's good for the Browns, and let's see what happens. And I'm the same way with Hoyer. I really like what I've seen, but let's not go erecting any statues yet, and let's just take a step back and let the kid play.
Some good perspective. Mike Mayock from the NFL Network will call the game Thursday night with the Browns and the Bills. You know a little bit about playing defensive back in the National Football League. Is Joe Hayden playing as well as anybody in the game right now?
He is really playing well, and my takeaway from the tape last week, they had him shadow one of the best wide receivers in the game, A.J. Green. So left or right, he went with him. The only time he didn't have him was in the slot,
yep.
And then Buster Screen was there. But with very little double coverage, when I first saw the numbers, I thought, oh, they must have bracketed him and safeties over the top, and they didn't. You know, Joe Hayden went with him. Joe Hayden competed with him. And when the kid caught a football, Joe tackled him. You know, and Joe's become a more consistent. And I think the deal is, and I knew Joe coming out of Florida, my whole thing with him then, and he'll tell you this, was he had to be more consistent. And I think he's becoming that guy. And if he can play consistently, you're going to be talking about one of the top 2, 3, 4 cover guys in the NFL.
Two first-year coaches squaring off tomorrow night, Rob Jedzinski, Doug Marrone. Your observations, obviously we want to hear about Chud, but I mean, it's relevant to also talk about Doug coming from Syracuse to the NFL as well. Just your thoughts on how first-year coaches are handling their teams at 2-2 right now and handling them under the short week circumstance and in the primetime game.
Well, you know, I asked Joe Thomas about, you know, because Joe's been through a few coaching changes. Yeah. You know, this is what, number four, I think, for him. So he was kind of like, we bought in. We believe in this staff, not just Chud, but the whole staff. And on a short week, we think we know where we're going. And let's face it, these teams are great defense, run the ball, play action, good athletic quarterbacks. And really, I think the game's going to get in the fourth quarter, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it's going to be tight. I do think, however, the Browns have a chance to make a statement. One of the things we've been talking about for this Browns team is this is the first game they've been favored in all year, and to actually take care of business as a favorite when you are expected to win and how important that can be. What do you think the impact, though, of this Bills team coming in beaten up? C.J. Spiller's got the ankle. Fred Jackson, the MCL issue. Their secondary decimated. Is it tougher even on these short weeks, especially when you're banged up?
Yeah, it is. And the one common denominator I find in our Thursday night package is that guys that are kind of questionable typically don't make it for Thursday night.
Yep,
and if there's a hesitation with a big-name player who's been out for a while, they'll typically say, let's not play him Thursday. It'll give him that 10-day period from the prior week. And so we typically lose a couple of players on Thursday night football that we might see on Sunday. And I think you guys, meaning Cleveland, are relatively healthy right now. Buffalo's got two tailbacks that are questionable, who are really important to what they do offensively. So if Spiller or Jackson can't go, that's huge because they ran the ball 55 times, guys. And by the way, no team in the league has run it that much, at least for this year and last year. So I can't tell you the last time it happened, and those two guys are critical.
Well, just to paint a quick picture, and we're going to let Mike Mayock go, but you want to talk about a prepared guy. I mean, he's got this gigantic chart in front of him with all these boxes and names in different colors, yellow, red.
It just means I'm stupid and I can't remember.
That's your Bible. He is prepped, and he's going to dive into more preparation because that's where we pulled him from, and he's going to go back to it. Mike, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
He is Mike Mayock from the NFL Network. Again, the broadcast tomorrow night of the game between the Browns and the Bills with Brad Nessler. You got to obviously tune into that call if you're not listening on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network as well. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, a Football Wednesday edition that we're wrapping up because we've got more football to talk with you tomorrow on this show. More preview work. We'll hear from people from NFL Network, LaDainian Tomlinson being among those who will join us, part of the Mike Mayock crew there. And for Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, for Megan Rock, who's helping us here, and who else? Jim Donovan and Gerard Cherry and Michael Regai, who helped out. We've got a lot of people, a lot of voices. Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News, who jumped in here. Ray Horton, who was in here. This was a jam show, man.
It wasn't. I can't believe it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, the clock has run out on us. But stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. That's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Roll Tribe. I slapped my girl. She
caught a fizz. I did that. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.